First Bank of Wyoming Sports Friday on the SVI Radio Network, Swift 98 and the Spur. Of course, find your local First Bank of Wyoming branch locations in Alpine, Afton, Kemmer, and Mountain View. And also always online at gofirstbank.com. Duke and Dow with you in studio and a chance to catch up with Commissioner of the Wyoming High School Activities Association. That's Trevor Wilson. Trevor, how are you? Appreciate your time today.
Doing well, guys. Thanks for having me.
Hey, thank you for giving us a few minutes of your time, which I guess technically you have a little bit more of right now because you're wrapping things up with all the state culminating events. Kind of give us a snapshot of this past spring season and how you felt like things went.
Yeah, so I did have the opportunity. I went to soccer on Thursday, and then I was at softball on Friday, and then ended Saturday at track and field. Overall, the weather was fantastic. With the exception Cheyenne, we had a couple lightning delays, one on Friday that was fairly lengthy. I think they finished up about 10:30 Friday night, and then had another one on Saturday. But we were fortunate in Casper because we visited with the National Weather Service earlier in the week and decided to move one of our field events sessions from Saturday to Thursday night just because we weren't sure. But overall, the weather on Saturday, at least in Casper, held off. We didn't get hardly any rain until after we were finished, and no lightning, so we were very fortunate.
Trevor Wilson, Commissioner of the Wyoming High School Activities Association on First Bank of Wyoming Sports Friday. Well, Trevor, as you head into the summer, of course, you're already making plans you've already been making plans for the upcoming school year. But one thing that's always a topic of discussion is classifications and, of course, where schools fit within each class and the various sports within those. Last we talked, there was still some early discussions on what to do with 4A football and Cheyenne South and what they were going to do with their schedule. Are they going to play a 4A schedule? Are they going to play varsity football at all? And what impact that would have on the 3A and 4A classifications? What can you give us the latest there when it comes to football specifically, what Cheyenne South's plans are, and what trickle-down effect that may have across the state?
Yeah, so Cheyenne South has decided that they are going to fulfill a full varsity schedule, just like they've tried to do in the past. Obviously, if numbers don't allow it throughout the season, you know, they might have to make some adjustments. But as of right now, they are planning to play all nine schools, with a varsity schedule. And that is their plan moving forward. Now, we all know that things could change, but that's their current plan as we speak.
Kind of going along that, the classification concept, this was the first school year, the 24-25 school year, with the quote-unquote uneven Eastern and Western Conference for the 4A with the new ADM figures and things like that. What are some of your thoughts and feelings about how you felt like that went over the course of the school year?
Well, I think overall it went well. I mean, obviously there are some challenges, and we'll just speak to 4A for now because they're the one that's uneven. With the 15 that put 7 in the East and 8 in the West, it definitely created some issues, for lack of better terms. But I think for the most part, we worked through it. I think also they will do some things. Our ADs will meet this summer and maybe make some changes to some of those regional formats, some of those type of things. But I think overall it went well. And, you know, we'll have the same structure and the same schools beginning next year. So 25-26 school year, we will have, you know, similar structure. They might change some things with the regional format. And then we will get our new numbers from the State Department sometime, hopefully in August. That's the plan, that we can get those out. And then those numbers we will use for the next reclass cycle. So that would be... So we got 25-26, that's the end of this cycle, and then the next 2 years will be 26-27 and 27-28.
Commissioner, another topic of discussion across not just in Wyoming but the nation, and now Wyoming starting to have this discussion as well from what I understand, but that's NIL, name, image, likeness, and of course it's been a huge thing in the college ranks. A lot of states, including Wyoming, having discussions on what that should look like, if anything, or at least putting forth some sort of policy in place, some sort of standard in place when it comes to NIL for high school athletes. Where does Wyoming stand on this, and what's the latest?
Yeah, so we just felt as a one, as an association, that it was time to move something forward with our schools and decide, you know, let them decide, because ultimately they're the ones that decide our rules. We just simply enforce and interpret. So as of right now, our NIL policy did pass first reading on April 29th by our board of directors. It will come out in September again for a second reading. And we'll see where it goes. My thought is, I don't believe it will pass just based on conversations I've had with superintendents and those type of things. I think there's just a lot of fear out there with NIL, and especially you mentioned it, the college NIL is just totally out of control. And I think that people always, when they think NIL, name, image, and likeness, they just refer right immediately to the NCAA. And, you know, across the states that do have high school NIL policies, they're not even comparable. But it's just hard to convince people that it's going to be okay. I personally feel like it was time that, you know, I think our students, our families deserve the opportunity to potentially earn some NIL, you know, money or product, whatever it might be, just like the, you know, there's 42 other states that have an NIL policy. But again, that's just my personal feeling. It's up for our schools to decide and our board to decide how that moves forward.
Trevor, what are some other topics and issues that are kind of at the forefront that the WHSAA is looking at over the next few months?
Yeah, that's the big one. The NIL is the big one. And then just, we already talked about it, but getting those reclass numbers going. Our schools are always anxious to get those. And then we will start, once we get those numbers, we'll start doing football schedules sometime, hopefully in September, for the next reclass cycle as well. So those are a couple things that are on our agenda. We also have a five-class proposal from some of our smaller schools that we will start discussing in September. I have no idea where that will go, but we will certainly talk about it and then move forward if that's the case.
Commissioner Trevor Wilson with the Wyoming High School Activities Association on the First Bank of Wyoming Sports Friday. Trevor, if we could circle back around to NIL just a little, you mentioned big differences between the NCAA and what's being discussed at the high school level. What are some of those specifics? Maybe break that down even further and tell us what is different about what's being discussed, whether it passes or not. What are they?
Yeah. Well, the biggest difference and the most glaring difference is the fact that the monies that are tied to the college versus the high school are not even close to the same. And this is, I'll just throw out a few facts for you and this was based on as of last December, that of all the states that have NIL policies, less than 2% of those athletes, have some sort of NIL deal. And of that 2%, less than 1% actually collect any cash. So the monies are just totally different between NCAA versus high school. And then on top of that, we, with our current policy, put in a lot of restrictions. And some say it's too many restrictions, but it's pretty similar in most states. So you can't do your NIL. Most of these are social media too, by the way, guys. It's usually a social media platform of some sort. That's how these NIL deals operate. But we put in our policy these restrictions that, you know, these students cannot be in their school uniform. Anything, it can't be done during the school day. Can't be done during, you know, basketball practice or those type of things. So we put in some restrictions to not only protect that student athlete, but also protect our schools and those teams from not having those interruptions.
I guess one thing that kind of seems to be, maybe this is an extreme example in terms of NIL stuff, you have people bringing up the concept of maybe you have a city with more than one high school, and then maybe you have an outstanding or an elite player that maybe gets coerced or bought in terms of convinced to go to one school over another. What are some of your thoughts on that? And obviously that's kind of an extreme example, but your thoughts on that, that idea.
Yeah, absolutely. And that is a concern, and it is a concern for us as well. But the other difference, and I failed to mention, but I'm glad you brought it up, between NCAA and And our policy is that we still have transfer rules, which would not change. And we still have undue influence rules, which, let's just pretend we're in Casper and some business decides that they'd like to get this kid to go from Kelly Walsh to Natrona, give him whatever or her whatever. You know, that's undue influence, and that potentially can make that young man or woman ineligible. And again, we have to have full parental moves to that school district before it can be a legal transfer. So we do have some protections just because of our transfer rule and our undue influence rule, but certainly that is a concern. And I have the same concern. I just don't feel like it's going to happen that often.
Well, Trevor, appreciate your time as always. I guess just one last question. You mentioned the proposal for a 5-5 classification. Obviously, that's just in the very early stages. Sounds like that's got to go, still has a long ways to go. But what is that proposal? What are some of the smaller schools recommending here for that, and why?
So in a nutshell, it keeps 4A, 3A, 2A the same. What it does is then it takes 1A and creates two classifications of 1A. So the proposal is a 1A and a 1B, basically cut that in half because that's our largest class. I think we have 25 or 26 schools in there. So that's it. I mean, it's pretty simple. It does create some potential, you know, like what do we do with state basketball with that extra class, state volleyball. So those are some things. And also just wanted to, it's only for volleyball and basketball. It's not for any other sport. I failed to mention that.
Trevor Wilson, Commissioner of the Wyoming High School Activities Association, with an update during First Bank of Wyoming Sports Friday. Trevor, thank you again, and we'll touch base soon.
Thanks for your time, guys, and I appreciate all you do.
It is First Bank of Wyoming Sports Friday on SVI Radio.